WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KFA, FGS, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, FGS, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey, Bravo, King, Papa, Papa, Bravo. This is KFA, FGS. Whiskey, Bravo, King, Papa, Papa, Bravo. No response from Whiskey. Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo. KFA, FGS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KK7CK testing.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KK7CK looking for a signal report, please. KK7CK clear. KK7CK testing.
This is November 8th, Kilo Juliet Victor. Is anybody available for a quick signal check?
KK7CK testing.
KK7CK, this is NHCAF. I'm reading you 5x9. Audio's a little on the quiet side, but everything is nice and clear, coming through just fine. Negative copy, KK7CK. This is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. We're in monitoring.
Good morning, Artemis 2 crew. While you're soaring beyond Earth, we're sending a little piece of home your way. Here are some messages from your NASA team to brighten your flight day.
From your friends in Era 3 Flight Systems Branch, we are go for exercise.
Godspeed,
Artemis 2.
Let's go fly. I'm
your right engineering team. Wishing you an excellent mission around the moon from the Huntsville Operations Support Center Systems Engineering Team.
Go Artemis.
From the Marshall Space Flight Center Earth Science Branch to the crew of Artemis 2.
We make you success. We need a some perspective.
We're trying to wish you a safe trip to the moon from your JSC flight team.
From the Wild Fowl and Radar 5 crew, go Artemis, Godspeed. Good luck from your right mission planning team.
I'm not team, wishing you a safe journey.
Go Artemis!
For more of us at NASA's Launch Services Program,
we're so proud to support the journey to the moon.
Go Artemis!
Currently connected to CMN Network.
morning. We are ready to go, and that was awesome. Thank you for all of those messages.
You are very welcome.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
WA8MAC Mount Clemens will be disconnecting from Central Michigan for training and our net tonight. We'll reconnect sometime after 8 p.m. This is N8WRO. Clear.
CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
And your integrity crew is go for TLI. With this burn to the moon, we do not leave Earth. We choose it.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity copy. Thanks for those beautiful words.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Integrity, we've finished verification of our onboard targets. They look good.
Good
copy. Integrity, tank pressures are good for the burn.
Integrity, copy. All right, and Houston, we're showing DBDT, it's fluctuating, but 0.0129, and as we're going positive up to 0.005.
Copy, Jeremy.
And we're watching the Eclipse.
copy, Jeremy.
Jeremy, we see DPDT stable. We want you to continue to monitor. Continue to monitor via procedure number 2.1.0.
Just prior to that.
Copy, Jeremy, and that tracks with our action chair on the ground. We were just changing the ARS state.
Okay. We will continue to monitor this as well with you in parallel, and we'll keep progressing with the burn.
That's a good read back, Jeremy. We're following along with you. Integrity, we see a stable cabin pressure. We believe that this is associated with commanding we were doing for ARS. And we will be doing some suspected leak cleanup actions after TLI. For now, we are continuing to press for TLI.
We're just feeling good about where we're at right now. That is all tracking, and we are go to continue.
Decent copies. Thanks, Jeremy. Integrity, maneuver the burn attitude starting in 2 minutes.
Good to copy.
Integrity, auger configured for the burn.
Copy, pause.
Integrity, roughly 1 minute left in our maneuver to burn attitude.
We show the same.
Integrity, Orion is in burn attitude.
We show the same.
Connected to CMN network.
Integrity, good engine, good control.
Show the same. Feels great up here.
Integrity, looking good.
Integrity copies.
Integrity, we copy the enabled caution, no crew action.
Integrity copies.
Integrity, similar caution, no crew action.
Integrity copies.
Integrity, looks like a good burn. We're confirming.
Houston Integrity, we just wanted to share a little bit of the sentiment up here as we came around the planet, and we're zooming over just 100 nautical miles above it, if you got a moment.
Please, Jeremy, we are all ears.
Well, with that successful TLI, crew's feeling pretty good up here on our way to the moon, and we just wanted to communicate to everyone around the planet who's worked to make Artemis possible that we firmly felt the power of your perseverance during every second of that burn. Kennedy has once again shown what we are capable of, and it's your hopes for the future that carry us now on this journey around the moon.
Thank you for those words. Integrity, 2 minutes until a Tedros West to Tedros East handover.
Integrity copies.
Houston Integrity, our HC stow is complete.
Integrity, we copied our HC is complete on Tejas East.
Great, comm check. Houston Integrity, we have lost DU2. It appears it may be power cycling with a DAC message of DU2 comm fail.
Integrity, we copy. We saw that enunciated caution, toggle in and out of alarm. Your go to try and power it up.
And Houston, it was in a power cycle after going down, and it has come back up. We are going to go ahead and understand the prop cautions are no action. They are recurring and going away a few seconds later. We'll stand by for any other troubleshooting words on DU2, but so far it looks like it's nominal.
Thanks, Christina. Good news on DU2. No further actions for you on DU2 reconfig. We'll do any other backside stuff on the ground, and we are taking a look at that prop caution as well.
Copy all, and copy also the good comm check on Peter.
Yes, Christina, good comm check on Peter East. And to let you know, we are complete with our post-burn reconfig.
Copy all.
Integrity, we are maneuvering to the earth-fearing attitude.
Copy, and thank you.
Integrity, we have completed the cleanup steps from our leaked suspected warning that has cleared the board. We've reset fitter, and so now we'll be able to detect any changes per our nominal config.
That's great news, Houston. Thank you.
Integrity, 2 minutes to Tejas East to DSN handover.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Be on the other side.
Integrity, Houston, comm check on OE1 on DSN Madrid.
We have you loud and clear.
Copy, we have you the same.
We are getting just a beautiful view of the dark side of the Earth right now, lit by the moon. Phenomenal.
That sounds amazing. We hope you're taking some pictures for us.
Yeah, none of us can get to lunch because we're glued to the window. We're taking pictures. Reed said he just can't take it anymore.
That tracks. Thanks, Integrity. It's now been 1 day, 1 hour, and 50 minutes since liftoff of the Artemis II mission. This is Artemis Mission Control here at Johnson Space Center in Houston. We are on our way to the moon after a successful translunar injection burn. We are expecting a news conference this evening to discuss the status of the mission at this point, the translunar injection burn itself. It's slated to begin at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. It may get a bit of a delayed start. Integrity, for your information, PCL pointer is set to spot 2 post TLI.
Okay, copy. Spot 2, on our way.
Again, as I was mentioning, we are expecting the news conference to start momentarily. If you're watching on YouTube, that news conference will air on this channel, and you don't need to go anywhere. We will have it available as soon as it begins. In the meantime, Orion continues to increase its distance from Earth, now approaching 7,000 miles away from the planet. We've also gotten much closer to the Moon. Just about 15 minutes ago, we were 240,000 miles away from our lunar neighbor, and now we are approaching 235,000 miles away. This is Artemis Mission Control. We are standing by for the beginning of today's press conference about the status of the mission and the translunar injection burn. Completed at 5:50 burn. Right on time and put us in the proper position to fly by the Moon on flight day 6 and return to Earth on flight day 10. This is Artemis Mission Control at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Again, we had a successful translunar injection burn that commits us to flying around the Moon and coming home, our crew of four aboard Orion in their midday meal. And here on Earth, we are standing by for the start of our news conference about the status of the mission. If you're watching on NASA's YouTube, you don't need to go anywhere. We're going to bring that to you right here, and we'll be here in Artemis Mission Control.
Integrity, we are maneuvering to bias tail descent.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Integrity copies.
Integrity, for your information, we had tried to route a camera through CapCam 2 to see a view of the Earth out the window. Momentarily and saw a reflection on the window pane, and so we discontinued use of that camera and cut the feed immediately. Just wanted to let you know.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Mission Control Houston, Artemis Flight Control Room. We are now MAT 1 day, 2 hours and 16 minutes since the launch of Orion atop the SLS rocket, Space Launch System rocket, for the first flight of humans aboard the Orion spacecraft. This is Artemis 2, and we are now bound for the Moon. Crew completed a successful translunar injection burn just about an hour ago. That was a 5:50 burn. Leadership and mission leadership are now discussing the burn and the status of the mission on our other YouTube channel if you're interested in tuning in. Quiet aboard Orion as the crew is in their midday meal. They have several options of food to choose from. And Jeremy Hansen called down shortly after they entered this time period to let us know that they were all glued to the windows as they were able to see Earth receding. We are now 11,000 miles away from our home planet.
Integrity Houston with some big picture words on your timeline and a few good news on power.
We would love to hear it, but we're not going to take any notes right now. So go ahead, and if we need to call you back later, we will.
Sounds good, Reed. I'm glad you guys are getting some food. We're doing really good on power. We're drawing well below our predictions. So you guys can set DU and cabin lighting per your crew preference. Also want to let you know we've powered on pups 1 and 2 from the ground, so you can take those output switches to on when you're able. Big picture for your timeline. We are going to move the conferences from the end of the day up to immediately post the PAO deactivation activity, starting with the PMC and then the Flight Director Crew Conference. Post-conference, we'll plan to restart exercise with Victor, then Jeremy, then Christina. And that's all I've got for you for now. We'll follow up later. Enjoy your meal.
follow-up question, when do you estimate we will be able to power back on PUP 3?
50 minutes. PUP 3 should be powered on, and you are go to take the output switch back to on.
Okay, copy that. Apologies if I missed that. I heard PUPs 1 and 2, so thanks for clarifying.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is Artemis Mission Control at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. We are now MET 1 day, 2 hours and 36 minutes into the Artemis II mission, the first flight of humans aboard the Orion spacecraft. Here in Mission Control Houston, the Orbit 1 team is conducting their handover with the Orbit 2 flight controllers. And on our other live stream, you are able to watch the ongoing press conference where mission leadership are discussing the status of the mission and answering questions from the media. Everything continuing to look good here. Orion now 14,300 miles from Earth.
Houston Integrity for PCD troubleshooting. My convenience.
Go ahead, Christina.
Thanks, Chris. Right before the TLI burn, my PCD went black, and due to the power considerations of having the cobalt brick off, I hadn't troubleshooted it until now. It wouldn't come on.
And Christina, I'm going to interrupt you just to make sure we have good sound with you.
And then holding the power button for over 10 seconds, which is usually how we've done hard restarts on PCDs in the past. I recently was able to put it on the charger, and it still is not responsive to anything, including holding down the power button for 10 seconds. Do you guys have any other ideas? Houston Integrity, comp check. Houston Integrity, comp check.
Integrity, we have you loud and clear, but we're showing trouble with DSN forward link. Do you copy?
And Integrity has you loud and clear now, and I had made a couple comp checks after your call saying you wanted to make sure you had comp. Our ping is currently showing suspect. Houston Integrity, comp check. Houston
Integrity,
comp check.
We are getting you loud and clear, but we believe there's going to be a prolonged delay in you hearing us. This call is originating at MET 0247 30 seconds.
I copied your call at 0247 at the time. It was 32 seconds. I do think it may have been without a delay. How do you have me?
Christina, I've got you loud and clear, and it does seem like that delay has cleared up. We suspect it was as a result of performing a large file transfer.
Copy all. That sounds great. Do you think that it would be a good time to explain the PCD, or do we expect some more dropouts and delays?
Christina, we're going to take some time to figure out what's going on with our large file transfers, so now is a great time to troubleshoot your PCD. We copied that it went black right before TLI. It's been on a charger, and it's not responsive to your attempts to power it on, even with a 10-second hold. What else did I miss?
Wow, you got it all, and you said it much more succinctly than I did, so great job. I'll be standing by for any good ideas you might have. Thank you.
Okay, copy. We're going to talk for a second down here. I'll be back with you with hopefully some troubleshooting. Well, I've got you. I do have an answer for your much earlier question on the day regarding our ability to download crew notes from any old onboard plan versions. The answer is yes. Everything gets saved regardless of which plan or day the comment is on.
Great. Thank you for tracking that down. Good news.
Integrity, Houston has some PC troubleshooting questions. Wayne Pacino has a moment.
Go ahead.
We have two questions that are going to help us troubleshoot what might be going on. First is, when you pressed the power button on the PCB, did you see a large battery logo? And then second, on the connector, from the power connector to the PCB, did you see a white LED?
Answers are no and yes, respectively.
Okay, copy that report. And Christina, for you and the crew, we're still wrapping up a wastewater dump, and so toilet will be unavailable for another 15 minutes.
You copy.
Houston Integrity on one for Windows and IBA.
Go ahead, Reed, we're listening.
Hey, Chris. Planet Earth has put on such a spectacular show that we have some grease marks on most of the window panes, primarily my fault. I did not see any procedure to wipe them down. I do have a large lens cloth, 3M branded. Let me know if I can use that to wipe these inner panes or if you have a particular procedure.
Thanks, Reed, and don't blame you at all for looking back and looking close. We believe we have a procedure for you. We're going to dig that up, and I'll get back to you. Integrity, we have window cleaning steps when you're ready. Your procedure reference is 26.1.600, titled Window Cleaning. You can execute it as written or use your judgment. Big picture, we'd like you to first start with a dry wipe and water as your primary source to clean those windows. If you need to, you can use a corner of the lens cloth. Our concern is that we just have one of those aboard, and so we'd like to preserve it as best we can. Welcome to the Artemis Flight Control Room here at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. We are monitoring the flight of Artemis II and our four astronauts, Commander Reed Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, and Mission Specialists Christina Cook and Jeremy Hansen on their flight around the moon, first humans to do so in over 50 years. This is also the first flight of humans aboard Orion, and it was a banner day for the spacecraft. 6:49 p.m. Central Time, the Orion spacecraft executed the translunar injection burn, a 5-minute and 50-second burn that committed the spacecraft to leaving a high Earth orbit and beginning its journey around the moon and back home.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Control room here. The Orbit 2 team is now coming on console to take over from the Orbit 1 shift. If you're watching the news conference, we had a few calls to and from the crew during that time frame. One of those was re-timelining some of the exercise for the crew later today. We are expecting a public affairs event coming up in just about an hour, and they will then execute their exercise on the flywheel afterward. We also had a time period where we had a delay on the forward link of the Deep Space Network, so our communication
crew were delayed. That was what we believe to be due to a downlink coming down. Command and data handling stopped that downlink, which resumed the on-time communications with the crew. They'll be able to troubleshoot that and work on transferring large files down from the crew. Recently, Christina Cook reported that her PCD, her portable computing device, went dark before TransLinear injection and has been unresponsive on its chargers. The team here is troubleshooting to see if there's anything they can do to bring that back online. Last but not least, Commander Reed Wiseman said they got great views of the Earth as they continued departing following the TransLinear injection burn. And just a testament to how everything is planned and tracked in space, he reported that the windows were dirty because the crew enjoyed looking out of them so much. So he called down for procedures on how to clean the windows. It's important to ask for instructions on things like this. As I mentioned, everything is tracked so carefully throughout a mission that it's important to let the crew and the teams know what is being used. This is a live view from the Orion capsule looking back on Earth, our home planet. We are now 18,500 miles away from Earth. When we conducted that translunar injection burn coming up on about 2 hours ago, we were just 115 miles above our planet. Obviously, that has increased exponentially as we are now on the journey to the moon and back home. Currently, Orion is 223,000 miles away from the moon.
Integrity, Houston, with some additional PCD troubleshooting for Christina.
Go ahead for Christina.
All right, Christina, we have one additional Hail Mary to try and recover your PCD. I'm going to suggest that you reseat the power cable and then press and hold the power and volume up simultaneously for 12 seconds. You should be able, if the PCD responds, you'll enter BIOS, and you might get a screen in which you can select exit, making a functional PCD at that point. Good luck.
And work. Thank you.
This is Artemis Mission Control, now MET, or Mission Elapsed Time, 1 day, 3 hours, and 10 minutes into the Artemis II mission, the first flight of humans around the moon in over 50 years. And we are going to the moon. After a successful translunar injection burn today, we are now over 19,500 miles away from Earth and growing closer to our lunar neighbor, now 222,000 miles away from the moon. The view on the left side of your screen is from Orion, a live view, looking back at our home planet, that small dot. And down in the bottom right-hand screen, you can see Capcom Chris Birch wrapping up her Orbit One shift today, as well as Flight Director Jeff Radigan. They've been leading the teams throughout Orbit One and the translunar injection burn.
Integrity, for your information, toilet is go for use. We're estimating about 5 more uses.
We copy that, and I have a question about the flywheel accelerometer, specifically the software that I'm opening up.
All right, Reed, I'll take your question.
I'm opening the Orion Crew Seat Accelerometer version 1.10.5.0. I got a pop-up that came up that said, confirm disarm. The device is armed. Do you want to disarm it, yes or no?
Affirm, Reed, you do want to arm. Excuse me, you do want to disarm.
Do I want to disarm it, yes or no?
Sorry, Reed, I think I stepped on you there. We do want you to disarm.
Okay, disarm.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Houston Integrity on one for flywheel accelerometer.
Go ahead, Reese.
It says to secure the two accelerometers, one to the flywheel, one to the hull, with the Velcro, but then also with Kapton tape, which is supposed to be with the accelerometers. I don't see any Kapton tape there, and my judgment is they are very well secured, so I'm not going to put Kapton tape over them. Let me know if you need me to change that.
Reed, that sounds like great judgment to us. That's no problem.
Integrity for PCD.
Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, Chris. Fortunately, no joy with that action, and I also had Mike try it. Neither of us were successful getting it to respond in any way.
All right. Unfortunately, Christina, that's all the troubleshooting I have for you for now. We'll do some more thinking and see what we can come up with. But thanks for trying it.
Okay. She acknowledges that. I've got a question for you on the dual camera bracket constraint for transit. When I got to the threaded rod, just want to check with you. I was supposed to do six turns. When I get to 2.5 turns on all of them, I start to feel some resistance. I assume it's a helicoil. So do you want me to push through that resistance six turns? And as long as it's a reasonable amount of resistance, is the caveat?
All right, Jeremy, thanks for that report. We're going to check and get back to you. We think your approach is reasonable, but we're just going to verify.
Okay, standing by.
This is Artemis Mission Control here at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. This is a visualization known as Arrow, the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website. You can access this at any time on your computer or device by visiting nasa.gov/trackArtemis. And thanks to Arrow, we are able to see that we are now 22,000, almost 23,000 miles away from Earth, creeping up on the moon, now 219,000 miles away from our lunar neighbor. Teams in Mission Control Houston are conducting their handover with the flight director coming on console. We are now 1 day, 3 hours, and 34 minutes mission elapsed time of the Artemis II mission, a test flight and the first flight of humans aboard the Orion spacecraft. Those four humans, Commander Reed Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, and Mission Specialists Christina Cook and Jeremy Hansen, are preparing for an upcoming public affairs event. They'll be speaking with media clients here on the ground, giving us a good look inside the capsule and letting us know what it's been like to live and work on the spacecraft. We had a big milestone today at 6:49 p.m. Central Time when the OMS, or Orbital Maneuvering System engine, ignited on Orion, powering the translunar injection burn. Until that time, we had been in a high Earth orbit, allowing teams to check out the systems ahead of committing to sending the crew around the moon and also serving as their deorbit burn. It was a successful burn. The crew continues to quickly depart Earth. We will see the closest approach of the crew on flight day 6 during their lunar flyby.
Integrity. Listen with some dual camera bracket install words for Jeremy.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, before you go ahead with that, Chris, we're going to defer the toilet maintenance to after the PAO event, just FYI.
Okay, Jeremy, we copy. No problem. Are you ready for the dual camera bracket instructions?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, we'd like you to give a little pull test on the fasteners and see if they're snug. It's possible there might be a little play in the system. But if they feel snug, they're not going to come out. You can continue installing the bracket for the procedure, leaving the number of turns as they are. We think we probably have a good enough fit.
Okay, there's no wiggle in the fasteners. They do feel secure. I'll maybe give them another eighth of a turn because I stopped a bit early to snug them up. And then I think that's it for this part of the procedure. I've secured the dual camera bracket to the hatch as described, and there was nothing else to do today. I just want to confirm we're on the same page. I'm just leaving it open.
Happy, Jeremy. That sounds good with your eighth-inch snugging turn. I think the next activity for this will be, I think, on Ike and Victor's timeline. But a good plan. Thanks for checking in.
Okay. Copy.
This is Artemis Mission Control here at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Mission elapsed time, 1 day, 3 hours, 43 minutes. Ryan has completed its translunar injection burn today at 6:49 p.m. Central Time. That's the start of the burn. That was a 5 minute and 50 second burn. Spacecraft and its crew, Jude Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen, are now over 24,000 miles away from the Earth. Lots of movement in mission control right now as the Orbit 1 team is starting to step off console after a very momentous shift. We remain live for our coverage all throughout the mission, all the way until the crew is back home on Earth. Currently, the crew is setting up for their first public affairs event while aboard Orion. They also worked on setting up the flywheel. This is the exercise device that they'll use inside Orion. It's essentially like a rowing device. It allows them to do both aerobic and resistance training. The entire unit is about the size of a suitcase, which is in comparison to over 4,000 pounds of exercise equipment on the International Space Station. Crew in Orion woke up at 1:35 p.m. Central Time today, and they're slated to remain awake until about 3 a.m. Houston Time tomorrow, April 3rd. Our sleep was scheduled to be interrupted last night by the perigee rays burn that put us in the proper configuration for the translunar injection burn, and with TLI complete, they will get the opportunity for a full night's sleep tonight.
And Integrity, we are ready for the stream, setting up for the PAO event, and we'd love some help with voice and scene checks.
Okay, we copy. We're ready. Integrity Houston, we're still not seeing anything. Oh, just came on board. Okay. Just jumped the gun. Now we're seeing your video. Checking. Okay, Integrity. Good scene and good voice quality.
This is Artemis Mission Control. You are getting a live look on console as the Orbit 2 team has come into the Mission Control room. Near the top right of your screen is Flight Director Paul Konya, joined by your new CAPCOMs for today. That'll be Mark Reagan and Sandra Moore. CAPCOM stands for Capsule Communicator, and that's the single voice communicating with the crew aboard Orion. They gather information along with the flight director and make decisions on what can be called to the crew to keep that communication streamlined throughout the day. CRMET, or Mission Elapsed Time, 1 day, 3 hours, and 51 minutes into the flight of Orion, another big day for the crew as they completed the translunar injection burn, 5 minutes and 50 second burn, that committed them to flying around the moon on flight day 6 and returning back to Earth with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean on flight day 10.
If it's possible, we would love to get fan feed down. You're going to be able to hear it over the PAO microphone, but also it's just very cold on the side of the space.
Okay, copy.
Pilot Victor Glover calling down about turning down one of the fans in the spacecraft. We are coming up on a public affairs event, the first time that the crew will be speaking with media live from the capsule. We expect that PAO event to start in about 7 minutes. Our four astronauts have been configuring the cabin and the cameras for today's public affairs event. The crew module of Orion has 60% more cubic volume than Apollo. The spacecraft has 330 cubic feet of habitable volume.
Integrity Houston, unfortunately the fan speed is as low as we can go right now per flight rule, but you are welcome to try to adjust the direction of those diffusers above the hatch if that helps any. Copy your thumbs up, Reed.
We're continuing to set up for the public affairs event. The living space inside the crew module is about the size of two minivans and can be habitable for 4 people 21 days without docking to another spacecraft. After the PAO event, the teams here on the ground are timelining some exercise for the crew. Commander Reed Wiseman was able to use the flywheel device earlier. Pilot Victor Glover will do the same after this event, as well as mission specialists Christina Crook and Jeremy Hansen. Checking in on Orion's distance from Earth, approaching 26,000 miles from our home planet, 216,300 miles away from the moon.
Integrity Houston, you ready for the event? ABC News, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Integrity for a voice check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And thank you to all participants. Integrity, we're now resuming operational audio comm. Integrity Houston for some PCB configs.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, first we're going to need to hardline PCD3 in prep for the PMC. And then second, one more Hail Mary to troubleshoot that PCD4. We'd like to try removing the SD card from the back behind the kickstand. And then repeat those steps that you took earlier, which was holding the power and up volume switches simultaneously for 20 seconds and trying to get an exit screen to come up.
Okay, Mark, I'll work on getting a PCD hardlined right away for you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Can you confirm you need that right now? Or I was going to use it for toilet maintenance, but I could use another PCD if you need this one hardwired right away.
Yeah, Jeremy, we do need PCD-3 for the PMC, so if you could use another one for the toilet maintenance, that'd be great.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, that'll be hardlined in the next 3 minutes.
Okay, copy.
Mission Integrity, the PCD-3 is now hardwired, and so let us know if that was successful. And then would you mind just telling us how you see the rest of the day's schedule going? We think we got a tiny bit out of sync with you.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, Jeremy. Copy on the hardline PCD-3 and then what we expect is the PMC next when you guys are ready, and then immediately followed by the flight director crew conference, and then followed by exercise the rest of the day in whatever order makes sense to you guys.
Okay, copy that. And any leans on when we do the toilet maintenance from your perspective?
Checking.
Houston Integrity for VC. I believe we are logged in, waiting on your call.
W.
Copy, read. We are dialing now.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Houston Integrity on one, PMC complete, ready for flight director conference when you're ready.
We are setting up for that. And while we're waiting for that to happen, Jeremy, the answer on this toilet maintenance is that we're already getting close to the bingo, so we'd like you to go ahead and get that started as soon as we're done with this flight director conference. Thank you.
And we're just going to have Jeremy get going on the toilet maintenance now.
Copy that. Sounds good.
We are switching over to 2 now.
Tigger Houston for exercise. Yeah, at this time you have a go for exercise. We'd like to remind you to do the AGA readings before you get started and also ask you to give us the state of charge on the batteries on the accelerometers first.
Connected to CMN Network.
To get the state of charge of the batteries on the accelerometers, am I going to have to go plug PCD into each of those 2 accelerometers? I'm guessing you're talking on the exercise device.
Actually, Reed, did you catch that when you did the initial activity? Do you remember seeing that?
I do not remember seeing state of charge.
Okay. No, we don't want you to go to the trouble of plugging in a PCD, so we'll catch it on the next one.
Okay.
So disregard that one.
It sounds good. I do have a flywheel Excel data transfer activity later today. I can try to do it then.
Okay, that'd be great. Reed, when you do that later, that is only on one accelerometer, and that'll be fine. We'll just take that reading from the one, whichever one you choose.
Okay, we'll see where we get to today.
Sounds good.
And Mark, I have AGA readings when you're ready.
We are ready.
CO2, 1.3. O2, 19.0. 4.3 PSI. And 73.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Just an integrity question for toilet maintenance.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, Jeremy is doing a very thorough cleaning, and notice the lid on the commode, when you raise the outer lid, the one that, like, has the quarter turn that keeps it shut, inside there's another moving piece that the toilet seat is installed into with a sinkhole basket held in. On the bottom ring of that, it appears to be covered in tape or some type of steel protector. We were just curious if you know that should be removed or if that's actually supposed to be there. And also, just for your awareness, when you lift the toilet seat up, the cover raises the toilet seat. They're kind of friction fit together, and you have to reach up in there and pull the seat down so that you can actually use it.
Okay, checking on that. Hey, Victor, we are checking on the tape question. The seat lifting issue you described is a known feature, and you're right, you need to make sure you separate them and that the lid is down properly for use. Integrity Houston, the answer on the tape on the toilet seat is that does belong there, so let's please leave it that way.
Hey, we copy. Thanks for checking.
That.